How can I be afraid? You are for me. What can mere man do to me? You are on my side. I know you will help me. That is why I wait expectantly, trusting you to help, for you have promised. I long for you more than the sentinels long for the dawn. You speak, and man turns back to dust. 1,000 years are as but yesterday to you. They are like a single hour. We glide along the tides of time as swiftly as a racing dream. So teach us to number our days and recognize how few they are. Help us to spend them as we should. Three Hebrew captives, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, replied, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not worried about what will happen to us. If we are thrown into the flaming furnace, our God is able to deliver us out of your hand, your majesty. But if he doesn't, please understand, sir, that even then we will never, under any circumstance, serve your gods or worship the golden statue you have erected. Nebuchadnezzar was filled with fury and called some of his strongest men to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and throw them into the fire. They fell into the roaring flames. Suddenly, Nebuchadnezzar jumped up in amazement and exclaimed to his advisors, "Didn't we throw three men into the furnace?" "Yes, we did indeed, Your Majesty. Well, look. I see four men, unbound, walking around in the fire, and they aren't hurt at all by the flames. And the fourth looks like a god." Then he yelled, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out." So they stepped out of the fire. Then the princes, governors, captains, and counselors crowded around them. Not a hair on their heads was singed. Their coats were not burned, and they did not smell of smoke. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, for he sent his angel to deliver his trusting servants when they defied the king's commandment and were willing to die rather than serve or worship any god except their own. Therefore, I make this decree that any person of any nation, language, or religion who speaks a word against their God shall meet their demise, for no other God can do what this one does."